Hi there, and welcome. Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. Last session, we talked about the golden rule, do unto others as you would like them to do to you. And one of the responses I got, someone sent an email in, and they suggested that that session, do unto others, struck them with the notion of the sower. What you sow, you shall reap. And they gave some explanations or some examples from their own life how that happened. So I started thinking about that, you know, that notion of sowing and reaping. And let me to reflect on what are we sowing here at the Daily Peacemaker? And when I stripped it all the way down, it came to the fact that we are asking and supporting and encouraging people to sow the seed of nonviolence. Because if you do that, if you sow that seed of nonviolence, in my opinion, it's going to lead you to honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of all creatures. And that's going to move us into more and more a culture of peace. So what I'm saying is we are selling, although I don't necessarily like that word, we are asking you to be a sower of the seeds of nonviolence, daily living, so that working on living more nonviolently today than I did yesterday. All right, so then that whole notion of sowing and reaping, not surprisingly, made me think of the parable of the sower, which is found in the Christian Gospels. And so if you're going about sowing the seeds of nonviolence by living nonviolently as best you can, there's going to be people that are going to tell you maybe you're naive, and in the parable, that would be the seed that falls on the rocky soil and doesn't go anywhere. So you run into people that will disagree with you, saying that there's always going to be violence in the world, or they'll call you, like I said, naive or idealistic. So that's one thing. Then in the parable of the sower, some of the seed falls on soil that isn't very deep. And in that case, we're talking about people that hear you talk about nonviolence and you get into discussion and they really get captured by it and they get really enthusiastic and are going to go out and save the world. But because their soil is not very deep, they lose enthusiasm. The soil does not produce good stuff. So there's nothing much there to reap. And then the third one is I think where the seed falls on the ground, but it falls into some bushes and weeds and stuff. And that's, I would say, people that are more than enthusiastic. They say, yeah, that's really a good idea. Maybe we can work. I'm going to learn more about nonviolence. And they get into it and trying to live their life more nonviolently. But over time, they begin to be overwhelmed by other things in their lives. And to live nonviolently, it takes a lot of work. It's a daily task of checking on yourself and studying about nonviolence and learning more about it and practicing it. So it's a tough thing to do. So anyway, so they just, after a while, get overwhelmed, and they're still sort of interested, but other things become more important, and that's pretty understandable. And then there's the good soil, where, you know, as you spread your seed of nonviolence and talk about it, and these people do really taken with it and really serious about living their life as nonviolently as they can. And they start studying it and practicing it and going to workshops and spreading the word. And so that's kind of what the Daily Peacemaker is about, is encouraging people to sow the seeds of nonviolence, and hopefully they will begin to reap more and more of the good growth of nonviolence, and not just for themselves and in their own life, but in the culture as a whole. And let me point out something here. So nonviolence is a skill, and it's an art, and it's something you have to practice. And if you're going to become a sower of the seeds of nonviolence, you have to know pretty much as much as you can about the ins and outs of it, and also always be learning more and more, practicing more and more. And in terms of deepening your skill at sowing the seeds of nonviolence, there's a place called the Metta Center, M-E-T-T-A Center, and you can Google it, and they have a lot of really good online stuff. Also at the Daily Peacemaker, if you go back to episode 6, there's 4 parts to it. And in those parts, we look at the steps and principles of King and nonviolence, and we attempt to break them down or explain them in a way that you can use in your daily living. So they might be worth a look-see. So in the long run, that's what we are. We're sowers of the seeds of nonviolence, and you know, it's going to be discouraging. Some of the seed is going to fall on rocky ground, or it's going to get overwhelmed by weeds. But I think the good soil is very plentiful, and if I could sort of switch metaphors, I guess, or the good soil, I believe. Another way of looking at that, if you look around the world, you say, well, there's not many good soil people around, if you will. There's not many people that really believe in nonviolence. But I would say that the soil, another way of looking at the soil, is what's in the human heart. And I think all humans have in their heart this desire for peace, for living in harmony with each other and all creation. They really have this desire to connect with each other and connect with nature. So the good soil is there, plentiful. It's in my opinion all over the place. It's just maybe hidden in some places. So the more we can sow those seeds of nonviolence and hope that even if they fall on rocky ground initially with some people, that soil, that rocky ground might begin to soften. You know, you've heard the notion of people that have hardened their heart. And a lot of those people over time, their heart begins to soften. So I guess the point of this whole thing, looking at the notion of sowing and reaping, which is a pretty good one, because what we're doing is encouraging people and supporting them to sow the seeds of nonviolence. Because if you do that, like I said in the beginning, you begin to respect and honor the inherent worth and dignity of all creatures, all beings, and that begins to expand or flower into a real culture of peace, which I think is something we all want. And sowing those seeds, you're going to run into some, as we say, rocky ground and soil that gets weeded. But in the long run, I think the soil's going to get better and better. It already is. You can see more and more the word, more and more people are into living nonviolently, learning about it, practicing it. Let me end there with the notion that encouraging myself also, but all, and you also, to keep sowing those seeds and realizing that there's good soil all around, and the more seeds we put out there, the better the chance of creating this culture of peace. All right, so as always, good to be with you. Love to hear what you have to say about this. And again, I would look at that episode 6, the different parts of it, and just listen to it and see what you think. All right, well, peace be with you, and good to be with you. Take care. Bye.